Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. I'm Steve Capo. I'm your host. It's always a pleasure to be here, Santi, with you on a lovely
Tuesday
pre-winter afternoon, because it's November, what, 14th?
I believe so, yes.
November 14th. You shouldn't do that on podcasts, remember, because this could go out at any time. But that's okay, because I don't believe in mystery. We film a few of these at a time when I have my thoughts, but that's okay, because we're going to have some guests on soon. I'm going to actually have a local business person on in a couple weeks, too. I didn't even tell you that,
awesome.
Santi.
What? It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Owner of a very successful training facility.
So, okay, cool.
Works with professional baseball players. It'll be interesting to talk to him.
Cool.
But what I'd like to talk about today, it's really quick, is James Karst put out this book called Finite and Infinite Games, which is a very interesting book. It's very small. He's a professor. He passed away recently, a few years ago. But basically, if you could... And this is really quick. This is going to be like 8 or 10 minutes, this podcast. Well, then we'll start talking, and it'll be 20. But if you commit yourself, basically a finite game is what? A finite game would be a sporting event.
With
designated players, a referee, a clock, and when the game is over, the game is over. Okay. That's a finite game. You play a pickleball game, you play to 11, it's finite. Done. Boom. Winners, losers, boom. To really be successful at anything you're going to do, or to beat anybody, you have to play an infinite game. And what does that mean, playing an infinite game? Meaning that there's no end. So success really depends on you playing an infinite game. So you're always going to win. So basically, if an infinite game with me is like, I love business, I'm always going to play it. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking for this business to get to a certain arbitrary number where the game is over.
Yeah.
I'm always going to play because I love business. So you want to find a game. It could be pickleball. It could be tennis. And inside the finite games is the game of pickleball itself or tennis. If it's a game you love, it's always infinite. So if it's an infinite game and I'm always going to play, I'm always going to beat the person that is finite. The person that is finite will say, hey, I need to make $10 million. I need to make $5 million. Or I need to make $10 in every one of these transactions. It's very finite. Like, an infinite game would be, again, I love tennis, and I just want to improve. And the improvement is the process.
Yeah.
Win, lose, draw, every time I'm improving. So, really, the way to help you from frustration, to help you getting impatient, is treat what you're doing like an infinite game. It's never over. So, you know, when they say when people sell their business or they quit and they retire, a lot of people pass away, right?
Right.
Because they're no longer playing that game anymore. So you need, to me, that infinite game or that passion that you have that will never end. It will keep you. In other words, you'll just win, too. Ironically, you'll end up winning.
Okay.
Because I wrote it loaded, I wrote it down, and I put it out on LinkedIn. Playing an infinite game, playing on an infinite time horizon, and you will go farther than anybody else. It's hard to beat an infinite player because they never stop. And that's basically it. So don't think, I beat these three people, I'm done. You have to have an infinite mentality. So you're playing an infinite game out there. Find something that you can play infinitely. Because if I love something, I'm going to play it infinitely. If I don't love it and I'm just doing it for the money, and we've said this before, probably how many basketball players are in the NBA that hate their sport, but they're doing it for the money.
Right.
So they're not really going to stick it out. They're not going to stay there. Money can be a motivator, but if you hate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So find something you can play infinitely, and infinitely doesn't mean, it means both. It means winning, losing, growing. Winning, losing, growing. That's the infinite game. Is there anything that you can think of that you would ever play infinitely?
In terms of like a sport?
Anything.
Or anything?
Say video games. Say, what do I love that I just continue to do and I don't care if it ever ends?
I'd probably say snowboarding.
Okay.
If I had to pick like a sport or something, I could do that forever.
Okay.
Well, I think it's because it gives you like when you're on top of the mountain, you get like a clarity. It's like you feel so small, feel like nothing matters, but also you're working on making it down the mountain in one piece. If I had
how,
to do,
how about
go ahead? No.
How about a relationship, love that never should end? Right. In
yeah,
other words, it's not a finite game.
Right.
It's infinite. Right.
I was reading something last night on a TikTok or something that some guy said, oh, you did all these things to get the girl. You took her out on dates. You brought her flowers and now you have a wife. You still have to do those things to keep her. So they said something like keep dating your wife to make her feel special and
that's why you gotta
care
have date
for
nights and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's the way you should look at it. It never ends. It's not like, again,
we're married. Now
I got
it's done.
Married,
now it's,
I finished that game. It's infinite.
Yeah.
You're always growing, always learning. So that's an infinite game you can think of. Relationships, children, your wife, your business. If you consider it an infinite game, there's no end game. And what happens is the ironic part about that is when you start going infinitely, people start giving you offers that you would never think of. Mm. So in other words, once you it's like going, I'm doing this forever, it doesn't matter, and somebody like, oh, I want it, can I have, it's always the way. When you start playing an infinite game, you'll get offers that will make you think about stopping that game. And you have to go, hey, look, if I'm going to stop this part of the game, I have to realize that somebody buys the business.
Yeah.
Right. But I still want to play business, right? So you can't say it's over. I'm always interested in doing a game. But what I'm saying is, it's like not being too aggressive at something, not wanting to win so bad, you end up winning and realize that it's all a process. If I lose today, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Look at it that way on the tennis court. If I lose today, it doesn't matter because I'm playing an infinite game of always improving and always learning. It'll really help you give you a good philosophical perspective. So think about that way, Santi, not just your snowboarding. Think about love, Santi, that we know that you're going to eventually have and you're going to play it forever, Santi.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Play those infinite games, the answers and the actions. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.